The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Happy Mother's Day. Thank you for all your moms, for all the things you do. My mom's not with us anymore, but she's always with me in spirit. She's always by my side. And gosh, all you wonderful mothers, all the things you do for your sons and daughters. Again, I hope you have an amazing day. Today's topic, back to the corona crisis, questions and answers. And of course, we'll be here with you every Sunday morning throughout the crisis till we get to the other side of this. At some point, this will be behind us. Not sure when. I do pray for science and scientists to come up with some type of solution to this, some type of remedy, some type of vaccination. And of course, I pray every day for those. Some of you may be traveling right now to hospitals or nursing homes, facilities, for the doctors and nurses and all those that work at hospitals and all those who are trying to on the front lines. I thank you, appreciate you. And again, I hope you stay safe. Well, today's topic, questions and answers, you can go to MahoneyGPS.com. You can place a question there. I hear questions throughout the week from clients, and I kind of consolidate them to help you at home, trying to figure out how to, you know, on top of all this difficulty and on top of, you know, maybe losing some loved ones or friends through this pandemic or, you know, people that have been sick. It's been awful, awful, awful. In fact, I lost a few clients, unfortunately, through this pandemic. A number of friends have gone through the hideous, hideous kind of flu for that lasted for 2 or 3 weeks. It's been a tough, tough time. But again, we're trying to do what we can every Sunday morning, what little we can do, at least to try to help you, give you peace of mind about your finances, give you some direction and give you some strategies. And these questions and answers are great. But before I jump into the questions and answers, we had a decent week for the market. It's hard to believe the backdrop of this economy and, you know, millions and millions. Actually, I think 33 million people now filed for claims in the last 6 or 7 weeks. And the backdrop of this really awful economy, this second quarter that we're in now, April, May, June, most economists feel will be contracting by 20-25%. I mean, historic things we're seeing, yet the market's hanging in there. And of course, we're going to answer that a little bit later. And I think the reason why the market is starting to look down the road. Remember, the market doesn't look at right here and now. It looks down the road. And maybe they see something we don't see. Maybe they see the opening of the economy working out better. Maybe they do see some type of a breakthrough scientist or so forth. But certainly the market's had a pretty good year. What's amazing, though, is the NASDAQ now is unchanged. Now, think about that for a second. If I told you beginning of the year, January 1st, we're going to have this worldwide pandemic. We're going to be actually in our garages at night with a Clorox wipe and wiping down our groceries, losing all the jobs we've lost, having pretty much around the world, you know, paralyzed by this, and that the NASDAQ would be unchanged, you would scratch your head and say, well, that doesn't fly. Well, that's what happened. And some of the reason why the NASDAQ's done so well, if you think about it, a lot of those companies are kind of stay-at-home economy, remote economy, companies that do cloud, you know, for computing, robotics, artificial intelligence, all these things that are happening actually benefits a lot of technology companies. Think of companies like Netflix. Again, anytime I mention an example of a company, please, I have to do a disclaimer because you can't buy it and lose money and blame me for it. These regulators go crazy. But I have to give an example because you think about the stay-home economy now, people watching movies, streaming movies, and maybe new releases will come this way as well. Who knows how the paradigm may change. But January, February, March of this year, Netflix, as an example, picked up 16 million new subscribers. Now, that probably wouldn't have happened with the pandemic. You think about Amazon and all those boxes they're delivering now. People do not want to go out shopping for them. So one of the reasons why I think the NASDAQ has done so well, relatively speaking, unchanged is very well considering all that's happening. And I'm not recommending you jump into the NASDAQ. It's just a reference to say, wow, as awful as this is, there are some leaders or are some companies that are benefiting by this perverse, yucky, 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 hideous disease that we have. On top of that, you've had the Fed Reserve put in trillions of dollars. You have Congress trillions of dollars, all to try to keep this afloat and so try to hold it where we are at some type of pause and to get back to the other side of this with some type of solution. So the market went straight down. And you know, when the market went straight down, and that was the end of March, the Dow's low was 18,200. It was cascading thousands of points per day. Pretty scary. And by the way, it's historic. If you look back, typically to go from setting records to a bear market, historically, it takes about 230 days. Well, it's like Name That Tune. Remember that show? I can name that tune. Name That Tune. We did that in 17 trading days. 17 trading days to go from setting records to a bear market. That's unprecedented. So if you thought that was fast, that was fast. This recovery is pretty fast, too, to get NASDAQ down 25% at that point to bounce back to unchanged. And we'll see where we go. So that's a V-shape, what they call V, the capital V, Victor, shape recovery for the markets, down and snap back. For the markets, you know, that's a little, maybe a little bit ahead of itself. I said recently that the economy, to me, feels more like a W, you know, down like we did, kind of back and forth, chop, 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 chop. And then hopefully the other side of this thing later this year or next year, the economy gets back on track. And I do believe, hopefully because of a scientific breakthrough, that we can get out of this pickle. So hopefully we see a W recovery. Yes, we have letters like the capital L, God forbid, down and to the side. And that's not good. That's what Japan did for 30 years. There's other letters of the alphabet we could go through. We do not want a letter M down and chop, 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 and then back down again. I'm hoping for a W recovery. But the reason why it's important to kind of talk about this, because it's going to line up with what you're doing at home, with your retirement accounts, with your investments. And since, you know, we're watching this very closely now, because U.S.-China trade tensions obviously are strained based on the coronavirus that started in China. And a lot of people felt that it could have stayed there, or they could have been, at the minimum, a lot more transparent as to what was going on. Allow scientists from around the world to go there to try to help out. They didn't do that. In fact, they let the media to leave. So what are we led to believe? I mean, if they asked the media to leave, they wouldn't allow scientists in. We only could really believe the worst. But we have to watch the U.S.-China trade story very closely, because we are still very dependent on them. They're very dependent on our consumers. There's a lot going back and forth. And if you watch the news this past week, wow, there's so much news swirling around, 24/7 cycle, especially with this pandemic. One of the reasons why the market did so well towards the end of the week is China-U.S. trade talks kind of resumed, but the tensions have kind of eased a little bit, that maybe we could work together, notwithstanding what happened here with the coronavirus. So that's one of the things I'll be watching very closely in the markets. Again, and not for you to try to time these things, but if you see a big whoosh down, you know, that probably shows that we've had some issues with China once again. And so why that was a back burner with the pandemic taking the front burner, I now believe that China trade or everything around China is something to be watched very closely. And that will be the headlines that will move the markets going forward. So something we have to watch very closely. And after this, we're going to be specific strategies on the questions and answers. Today's topic, questions and answers here about the coronavirus. We'll be right back right after these messages.
I hope you're enjoying a GPS for your finances right here on WHUD every Sunday morning at this time. There are so many headlines in the market today, and the headlines change by the tweet. One day it is China trade, the next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused about all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. Think of it as a best of Ken Mahoney book, as he consolidated some of the best ideas of his previous books. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. How many of the 10 things you must do before retirement have you completed? Which ones do you need to work on? Find out by calling 845-371-0101. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. You may be making mistakes you don't even realize you're making, and that could be costly to your financial health and bottom line. If you are close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 to get the book for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it is your turn to get this book called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this morning. Today's topic, coronavirus crisis, questions and answers. Before we get to that, though, get your pen and paper ready. Here we go. I'm going to give you a book for free to serve my friend Mike Bennett. Offer the book, 10 things you must do before you retire. 10 easy chapters, easy reading. Call us. It's for free. The first 20 callers, the early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. I'll say that number again. 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. Everything in that book, from retirement planning, estate planning, about legal issues, wills, trust, things you can use. 10 chapters, pretty easy. At the end of each chapter, we give you a to-do list. Yes, you gotta do some work, okay? Sells on Amazon for $17.99, but you can get the book for free. Early bird gets the worm. Here we go. 845-371-0101. 845-371-0101. I hope you stay with us every Sunday morning. 6 a.m., we present, of course, the GPS for Your Finances. At 6:30, stay tuned for the Casey Show, the Healthy and Happiness Show, coming up next. So from 6 to 7, we're trying to make a healthy, wealthy, wise hour. And, of course, every morning, weekday morning, around 8:25, after the traffic, on the famous Mike and Casey Show, you'll hear me give you the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report, everything that's happening in the markets and so forth. And around 5:15 on Andy Bale Show, after the traffic there, Bill Kugel got you covered, Mahoney Asset Management. He'll give you the national business news, the index, the Dow Jones, S&P, NASDAQ, and the local business news. A lot of happening here in the Hudson Valley, of course, with all the pandemics and closings and so forth. So we got you covered Monday through Friday, 8:25 in the morning, 5:15 in the afternoon after the market close. Take a break Saturday, and I'm with you here every Sunday morning. Hey, we just updated our website, MahoneyGPS.com. Give it a whirl. A lot of resources. We put as much as we can on there. Playbooks for the coronavirus crisis, my TV segments, my radio segments, my articles that I write every week. We have it all right there for free. Just navigate, hop on MahoneyGPS.com. So right before the break, we're talking about the markets and everything that we have to watch very closely. Of course, U.S.-China trade right now, I believe, is becoming a front burner item. The biggest front burner item is the pandemic and where we go from here. So let's go into your questions. Questions and answers is our topic today on GPS for Your Finances. I saw that Warren Buffett sold airline stocks. I thought he held stocks forever. So Warren Buffett owns Berkshire Hathaway, and typically when he buys a stock, his holding period is forever. And he must understand, for him to get out of all airline stocks, he probably thinks it's not a very good investment, obviously. So I listened to the CEO of Boeing. Boeing, of course, the 737, 747, the MAX, unfortunately, making unfortunate headlines for Boeing before the pandemic. And that was the MAX that went down and crashed and killed a whole bunch of people. Awful, awful, awful. Obviously, Boeing probably knows how well airlines are going to do because they sell planes. You know, that and Airbus, Boeing and Airbus are two majors in the world. And the CEO said it'll probably take 3 to 5 years. Listen to this. 3 to 5 years to get back to 2019 level. Now, he didn't say, oh, this is going to happen November this year. Oh, by January next year, we should be back. He believes a year from now, roughly 30 to 50%. Now, that's a wide variance. He said 30 to 50%. Traveling, getting back. So you know the airlines are going to be underwater for quite some time. They worked on really slight margins. I've also heard some airline executives talk about, you know, getting rid of the middle seat so people feel more comfortable getting back. I kind of hate that middle seat, don't you? But get rid of the middle seat. And by the way, that'd be a third of the plane mostly, right? So you understand how these companies are going to make money or not make money. And I'm not telling you to go out and buy stock in airline stocks or sell stocks. We're just trying to answer your questions here. But certainly if Warren Buffett has sold airline stocks and executives said it's going to take 3 to 5 years, well, the opportunity cost of being other companies or stocks probably makes a lot more sense. But thank you for your question about that. What is a good book to read during this crisis? Oh, great, great question. There's so many good books. So, great time to be reading, right? I've been reading a lot. The first one I would say is Jim Cramer's CNBC. His book from 2008-2009 came out from the financial crisis. Getting Back to Even is the book. Getting Back to Even by Jim Cramer. I think it's a really good read because it talks about 2008-2009. A lot of parallels, you know, to what we're seeing here. I think this is worse because of so many layoffs and so many things are happening. Where 2008-2009, you know, we had a financial crisis, mostly around real estate, mostly around banks, a few sectors. This pandemic has impacted almost every sector you could think of in some way. But again, a good book to read about what's happening now during the crisis 2008-2009. Jim Cramer, CNBC, wrote a book, Getting Back to Even. I think another interesting book, if you're really into technology, and again, this is a really long read. I have it here on my desk right now called Tools of the Titans by Tim Ferriss. It's honestly like a 600-page book, and I'm probably going through my third time going through it. And it goes through a lot of different business icons and so forth, and what their business regimen is, and what their process is, and what their morning ritual is, what their favorite books are. I mean, it really is a great toolbox. It's put up by Tim Ferriss, known for the book. The famous book? I'll come back to you in the other book that I read by Tim Ferriss. But again, this one for you, Tools of the Titans. So yes, we have a lot of reading time. Of course, I told you earlier about the great book I put out, 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. But this is a good time to get some reading in during this downtime. So thank you for that question. I saw you on Fox Business last week. I didn't know you did TV as well. Yes, I do TV as well as WHD. I'm a guest financial contributor for Fox Business. I write articles pretty much every week, a couple articles a week. Some get published, some don't. I'm also on every week in either Maria Bartiromo's show called Mornings with Maria from 6 to 9 a.m. I'm usually a guest on that show, as well as Charles Payne's Making Money in the 2 to 3 hour. For more about our different listings, check out our site, MahoneyGPS.com. But again, I do enjoy being on TV. Now we're doing it remotely. I'm using my son's iPad, and he has Skype, and that's how we're doing these remote for my contributions to Fox Business. I also think over the years it's helped me to really speak to some of the best in our business. You know, when you're in the so-called green room waiting to come on, you're next to some of the best money managers in the world, and you talk about what they like, what they don't like, what stocks they're buying. So I find that very interesting, and I can bring it back to my clients. We'll be right back right after these messages.
I hope you're enjoying a GPS for your finances right here on WHUD every Sunday morning at this time. There are so many headlines in the market today, and the headlines change by the tweet. One day it is China trade, the next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused about all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. Think of it as a best of Ken Mahoney book, as he consolidated some of the best ideas of his previous books. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. How many of the 10 things you must do before retirement have you completed? Which ones do you need to work on? Find out by calling 845-371-0101. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. You may be making mistakes you don't even realize you're making, and that could be costly to your financial health and bottom line. If you are close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 to get the book for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it is your turn to get this book called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you joined us this early Sunday morning, and happy Mother's Day. Take care of your moms, will you? Moms are amazing, and all the things you do for your sons and daughters. Hope you enjoy this beautiful day. Happy Mother's Day. Today's topic, coronavirus crisis, questions and answers. But we'll get to that in just a minute, because you heard from my friend Mike Bennett, all for my book for free. I want you to get the book, please. You've probably been listening all this time. We're not going to bite you. We're not going to take your hand off. Just call the office. We'll get you a book for free right away. 845-371-0101. Again, I know you could be the early bird. Early bird gets the worm. First 20 calls will get this book for free. 845-371-0101. I think it's like the best of Ken Mahoney books. My ninth book, 10 chapters, 10 of the best chapters I pulled out. I think they'll make you a smarter investor and help you towards retirement. 845-371-0101. And one last time, I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sells on Amazon for $17.99, but you can get this book for free right now. Here we go. Pen and paper ready? Oh, wait. Here we go. There it is. It's in the counter right there. Okay, got it. 845-371-0101. 845-371-0101. 0101. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next, the Health and Happiness Show coming up at 6:30. Do not touch your dial. Do not touch it. Do not. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., we're trying to make you healthy, wealthy, wise. Every Sunday morning, we're with you. And, of course, the Hudson Valley Index Report I'll give you every morning around 8:25 on the Mike and Casey Show right after traffic. We'll go through the markets and so forth. And at 5:15 on the Andy Bell Show, Bill Kugel's got you covered there, too. National business news, indexes, local business news, and the Hudson Valley Index got you right there. MahoneyGPS.com. All updated, easy navigation, I believe, different tabs. And you can also see how your GPS is working for you right there. So MahoneyGPS.com, a free resource for you. Today's topic, questions and answers. Let's jump into another question. I hear about dollar cost averaging or to dollar cost average during this pandemic. What is that? So dollar cost averaging, whether it's a pandemic or not, basically it works like this. You have a 401k or 403b. You work at a company. And twice a month, let's say they take money out of your paycheck. There's just hope that you're doing this. And let's say that's $100 twice a month, so $200. And you're going into stocks. And there's certain share price of those stocks. So dollar cost averaging means you just keep on putting your fixed amount in, $200 per month, $100 each pay period. Do that for many, 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 many years. And then you look back and say, gee, this particular item, the stock, let's say, was down to $10 back in March when things got really ugly. And you look back at your statement and say, wow, actually, you bought more shares. That's what dollar cost averaging actually does for you. Oh, wow, and the market was setting record. I'm making it extreme. Oh, it was $20, you know, and I was picking up fewer shares in the same price. Ooh, looking back, it's not I'm trying to time the market, but gee, looking back, actually, the dollar cost averaging works pretty efficiently when the stocks are low or the price of those stocks are low and you're making those contributions, you're picking up more shares. That's a good thing. When the share price is higher, as it turns out, and you look down, you know, back and say, gee, I picked up fewer shares. So dollar cost averaging, again, doesn't guarantee success. We can't state that. But dollar cost averaging is what you're doing probably right now if you're putting away money to your 401k, 403b. Of course, there's a lot of things that are going on right now. If you need some extra money, you may not be able to make a contribution this year, 2020, because everything that's happening. You may have lost a job or your spouse may have lost a job. Don't kill yourself. Some people get really upset because not able to make contributions this year because of all that happened. But they made contributions for 20 years in a row, and hopefully next year go back to make contributions. Don't kill yourself over it. Again, it's nice to be able to make contributions, again, when the market's down the way that it has been. But also remind yourself it's over a long period of time, and if you need some relief because of everything that's happened, you need some extra income, you could always change the amount of the deductions. Is there any local stocks you would buy now is another question in today's topic, questions and answers. I can't make any recommendations, I'm sorry. There's a lot of great companies here in the Hudson Valley. We should be very proud. Not only is it a beautiful, beautiful Hudson Valley, you know, the mountains and reservoirs and, you know, just beautiful, beautiful Bear Mountain Bridge and West Point, all these wonderful places in Hudson Valley. I cannot give you any recommendations. I'm sorry. Yet there's some great, great, great buys here in the Hudson Valley. Are you worried about the food chain? Tyson, virus, prices, you know. Well, yes, I am worried about the food chain, as we all should be, and that prices have gone up. Again, gone are the coupons. If you've gone to a grocery store lately with your mask and sanitizers and gloves, and it's not a great experience, obviously, you'll notice that prices have gone up. That's my biggest concern. There's no such thing as coupons anymore. Remember, you go into coupons and double your coupons and walk out with a cereal box for 45 cents? Those days are behind us. I do worry about higher prices, and we're seeing, unfortunately, the food pantries, you know, piling up and so forth. So while I think Tyson's trying to fix their problem and others, and there will be some shortages here and there, I don't think it's going to impact the full food chain. But do note, I mean, last year, eggs have gone up quite a bit. Other products have gone up quite a bit. Something to take note of. Do you think this would be like the 1930s depression? No, I don't think so. Government actions back in the 1930s did things make things worse. They made borrowing harder. They actually did not lower interest rates. They actually were trying to increase taxes. They did just the opposite of what we're doing now. I think the government's made a lot of actions here from the Federal Reserve. Whether that's correct or not, we'll find out. But it made it very liquid for companies to borrow easier to keep employees in place. So I do not think that. And finally, how to teach my son to invest? You know, be the role model. Show that you're putting your money away in retirement accounts and they could follow as well. Guys, time goes by so far. Again, until next week, please stay healthy, stay safe, and we'll get through this together. We'll be back with you next Sunday morning. Until then, have a happy and healthy week.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.